Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Hi, I'm Tal Minear, producer of Someone Dies in This Elevator. I'm here to tell you about another audio drama I think you'd like. It's called Ask Your Father. This audio drama asks the question, what does it mean to be a family? What does it mean to be a person in that family, even if you aren't a human? The show allows us to explore concepts of human rights, the ownership of our labor, the limits we put on morality, and the fight for personhood, all in the form of a sci-fi thriller. The first season is 9 episodes long and tells a complete story, but one with room to grow in unexpected directions in future seasons. Here's the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yes. I don't seem to have experienced any problems.
Yeah.
So, this is...
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it!
We did it!
This is extraordinary.
It's literally extraordinary.
I almost can't believe it worked.
Hold on, I'm doing systems check.
Yes, right. Do it. Thank you.
Okay, total time was... Oh, man. Okay, some of the readouts are screwed, but O2 is fine. Hull is fine. Are you getting anything?
Hull is frozen and holding. Carbine lattice is unchanged and holding. Electrical is unchanged and holding. O2 is unchanged and holding.
What do you need from me?
No, I can... Oh. Right.
No, I know. You can't do the physical stuff. I've got it. Just tell me what else I can do to support.
Manual check where I don't have cameras. Can you see the seal back to the Bolo Hub?
Yeah. The seal is fine. Oh, man. We did this well.
Yep.
Bolo Hub is stationary. I'll let it out once we know we're stable.
Everything is stable and holding. Cameras and speakers are operational, so...
So even though I won't be able to see you, you can see me and, like, we can at least chat.
Of course.
Okay, hold up. I've got my checklist. I'm holding it up in front of the camera. Do you see this?
You've got a checklist on paper?
Old habit. Dumb story.
Really?
Yeah. I fucked up the math part of the SAT because I... Are you looking aft? Are we deploying?
Yeah. The nuke is dropping back on the telescoping arm. It'll be fine. You fucked up the SAT.
Sorry, yeah. I fucked up the SAT because I completely spaced on having scratch paper. And I forgot a calculator, too. So I had to... Sorry, can you double-check the fuel? This readout is totally dead.
We might have a crossed wire for the fuel cell readout because I'm not getting it either. What happened with the SAT?
I got one wrong.
You got one wrong?
Lost me bragging rights.
Oh, I'm not impressed. You think I'm impressed, but I'm not. I could get a perfect score on the SAT without bringing a calculator.
If I had a calculator in my OS, I wouldn't need to bring one, jerky. Wait, sorry, Mikey, hang on a sec. I'm looking out the window.
Yeah? I only have a few cameras out there. What does it look like?
Well, it's... Mikey, can you send a signal to the fuel cell and check the line? Something's wrong.
Yep. The readout is fine.
We're reading no fuel at all.
That is... Yes, that is correct.
This is... The stars are wrong.
What do you mean?
Mikey, the stars are wrong. The stars are wrong. We have no fuel, and the stars are wrong.
So,
I don't know what to tell you.
If this was good, we'd be in there.
It's clearly bad.
Jesus, look at them.
Yeah, it looks like a toddler daycare after too much juice.
Oh, thank God the kids aren't here.
Oh my God, effing would be. Jesus, thank God they're not here. This is very bad. This is very fucking bad.
Can you hear them?
The conference room windows are probably space glass or something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck this.
Rebecca?
Hey! Hey! You need to open this door! Open this door right now! Hey, Jay. It looks like they're not opening the door.
Rebecca, please.
Hey, buddy, can I borrow your chair?
What?
Thanks. Hey, asshole!
Mikey.
What's up, Len?
How'd I do?
247.
Fuck.
That's 15 miles. It's not bad.
It's worse.
It's not bad.
It's... Come on. Mikey, don't do that.
It's literally not bad. Bad is worse than this. I didn't say you were beating your old time, and I wasn't saying you aren't losing time, but you're actually doing great. Anything under 3 hours is actually fantastic, with all the givens.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you about this. When it's bad, I'll tell you it's bad.
How's the O2?
It's not good.
Come on!
What? It's not good.
It's not good? Do you mean it's bad?
Let the scrubbers do their job. It's not bad. Bad is if the scrubbers break. It's not good right now, but wait and you'll be fine.
Fuck.
Take a shower and we'll do the kids.
Fuck!
We'll do the kids and you'll feel better.
I won't feel better, but fine.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Little while, tell me now, how long has this been going on?
Mikey.
Yeah.
Do you know the drain is slow?
I do indeed. You've been complaining about it for 6 weeks.
What to do, what to do?
We could stop the bolo and go to zero G. The water would probably just drift away.
Nah, let's just call a guy.
I'll get right on it.
Mikey.
Yep.
Okay, what's in the package?
Here's what we've got so far. Updated measurements, and it's not as bad as we thought, but still, you know, not great. It's 9.63 light years, not 10. Or actually, last time we thought it was 10.2, so over a half light year closer.
Great.
Okay.
That's fine, okay? It's just that...
It totally doesn't make any difference at all, I know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what, are we saving 20,000 years?
Okay.
Out of 470,000 years?
Right.
There's never any good news.
Okay, how about this? This is the fourth transmission we've gotten from them. More than that, this is the fourth transmission they've sent, and we've received all four. Think about how completely impossible that is.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle, given the whole...
Yeah.
And I now have a pretty detailed map of the surrounding area. The nearest stars, nearest possible planets.
Really?
I mean, yes, but it doesn't really matter in terms of, you know...
Yeah.
But think about the math. About where we are, about how fast everyone is moving in all directions.
No, I know.
Earth going around the sun in a big ellipse. We're moving at...
Jesus, I get it. Come on.
Ask me about the O2.
Tell me about the O2.
It's perfect. The scrubbers are doing their thing.
Okay.
Ask me about food.
Come on.
We can feed 2 people indefinitely.
Which we don't. Actually need.
Exactly, since we decided to just send 1 astronaut and 1 AI. Although, if you're worried about me, the nuke engine is still working, still dumping heat away, so my food supply, as it were, is in no danger of running out.
Okay.
You're kind of being a brat.
Jesus Christ.
Just a little bit of a brat.
God, I hate this part. I gotta take a break.
You're at 0.6 G. It'll be easier from here. You'll start floating up. Rungs have purchase. The walls are soft. Take your time. It'll be easier.
NASA's got a lock on our ship.
4 transmissions. None missed. We've got a direct line of communication, and this last time, they sent a bigger drive.
Really? How much bigger?
10x. I mean, still like grain of rice size, but... 10x bigger.
And it's got fuel to go back.
Come on.
Yes?
Yes, Lem. Yes.
Okay.
So?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
You're hearing me?
Yes, Christ, just fucking... Look, this is gonna be harder on me than it is on you.
I get that.
You don't have to deal with this the same way I do. We're different.
I get that. So, you tell me what you need. Because I know this is different for you. So, if you need me to just say, like, that's cool, it all sucks, you have every right, or whatever, then I can do that. But what I'm supposed to do is to point out the ways that it doesn't suck. If that's the wrong thing, then tell me. I can do it either way.
I just...
Just tell me and
I... You know what I probably need? I probably need to go for a walk outside. Like a summer stroll. I probably need sunshine and a cocktail on a porch swing. Probably need to drink scotch late at night with my husband after the kids have gone to sleep.
Sure.
Probably need a sandwich. Or like drive-thru. I probably need Taco Bell drive-thru.
Has Taco Bell drive-thru ever honestly made anything better?
You see, you don't know this. There's no way you could know this, but oh my Jesus, yes.
Really? That's interesting.
Back at the academy, okay, I was 14, 15 something, and my roommate Kamathi, his dad got him a car. And we were always up by 0515, mess by 0600, classes started at 0630, and we didn't get back to mess until 1430.
That's 8 hours between meals.
Right, which we were totally used to. But in Form 5, my roommates and I had off from 1100 to noon, some screw up in the schedule or something, whatever. But Kamathi had a car, and the five of us...
This is Kamathi Kandori.
Yeah.
You were roommates with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Can I tell my story?
Yes.
Kamathi had a car, and we used to pile in this thing and go get an early lunch. And it was 20 minutes to town, but we only had 60 minutes total.
So you can't go sit down somewhere.
Had to be drive through.
And you chose Taco Bell.
It was like... We didn't necessarily choose it, but it definitely was where we went. Back then, all the fast food places were all in the same corners. If a McDonald's popped up, then Wendy's and Burger King and everyone else would just set up shop on the same block and basically feed off the draft like birds in a chevron.
Makes sense.
That first day, we saw the intersection, and at first we were just washed over with this sensation of normalcy. I flew my first jet at 12, right? But here I am in a Toyota something or other, looking at the place where everyone gets chicken nuggets. And we were all like that. And then Kamathi just pulled into the Taco Bell and we were all just like, yup.
Amazing.
If you told me we were going home, a small part of me would be thinking about Taco Bell. It wouldn't be why I wanted to go home, but I'd be like, my husband, my kids, my bed, 1G gravity, clouds, the sun, colors that make sense, seven-layer burrito, my dog, my sister Rebecca. Like, Taco Bell wouldn't be number one, but...
But it would be right before your dog and your sister.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Rebecca would be cool with that?
She'd be pissed at how low on the list Taco Bell is.
You want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it in command. Mikey.
Yep. You want them in the cans or on the speaker?
Let me do the cans.
Okay. There are four pieces of audio, but they aren't marked.
Are they dated?
No.
I guess just whichever is first, then.
Hi, Dad. I got your message, and thank you for your message. I have more questions. Hold on.
About the horses.
Okay, Dad, I have a question about the horses you used to ride. How long can you get the horses to, like, stay up? And how do you get a horse to stay up?
Mikey, what the hell is she even talking about?
I didn't hear. You're on the cans.
Sorry, it was Effie. She wants to know how long a horse can stay up and how do you get a horse to stay up?
How long a horse can stay up?
Yeah, I mean, aren't horses always up? Like,
Do horses lie down when they sleep?
I don't know, actually.
That can't be what she... Wait, how do you not know?
Well, come on, Lem.
Seriously, I thought you knew everything that, like... I thought you were a repository of all human knowledge.
How big do you think my hard drive is?
I mean...
You're talking about the internet. Do you think I'm the internet?
No?
You're talking about hundreds of thousands of interconnected computers all over the planet Earth, which is 9.63 light years away. I can't access all that shit.
All right. Jesus.
I like how it's all of fucking human knowledge.
God, I'm sorry. How am I supposed to know?
Okay. No. You're right.
It's a dumb mistake.
Totally not a problem. Let's just...
Yeah.
How does a horse stay up?
I mean... It stays up on its... Oh!
What?
It's... She's asking about when the horse rears up, I bet.
What's that?
Horses do this thing where they go up on their back legs, they kick up their front legs and sort of spin their front legs around for a second.
Oh! Yeah, like the Lone Ranger.
Right. Wait, okay, never mind. I'm not going to ask how you've only got so much hard drive space, but somehow the Lone Ranger is in there.
It's a mystery to me as well.
Okay, I don't know how to answer this question at all.
Just record something and talk to her.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do the best I can.
Ask Your Father by Sean Williams. Directed by Jordana Williams. Featuring Rebecca Comtois, Kevin R. Free, Rob Maitner, Barnaby Williams, Marlena Williams, and Sean Williams. Designed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. Music by Kent Williams. Produced by Gideon Media.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.